Good morning, C. Allen Fine Jewelry. May I help you?
Morning, Lydia. It's Dustin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Ready for the weekend or what?
Yes. It's a sunny day today. I'm ready today.
All right.
How about you?
It's supposed to be nicer out this weekend, I'm pretty sure.
Yes. Yes. Warmer, nicer, yes. And then it goes down to the 60s, I guess. So let's enjoy.
I know. I think this
we got a lot going on.
Yes.
U of M's playing again, so because, you know, they didn't play last week.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's an exciting weekend.
Yeah. Sure.
And then are you kind of watching the playoffs, the baseball?
Yeah. I mean, I'm rooting for the Yanks. I think they lost last night, though.
I was trying to watch it, I think. It was pretty good so far, but, yeah, I dozed off after that.
Yeah, let's see. No, it looks like yesterday. Oh, yeah, the Cleveland Guardians, they beat them yesterday. Series 2-1.
Yeah.
How many more rounds are there? I'm not a big baseball guy.
I don't know. Are there five?
I think so.
I don't think there's six. I think there's five, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because the Tigers were out at what, in the third,
mm-hmm.
I think, right? Third game, fourth game?
Who are you rooting for?
I really don't have. I mean, the Guardians, I wish they hadn't have changed the name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know them as the Cleveland Indians. But we have to be, what, appropriate now.
Yeah.
So to me, the Guardians name is just doesn't, you know, but anyway.
Okay.
But I don't know. Just to, you know, I like to watch a good game.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever's, you know, doing good and getting, you know, the home runs and stuff, I kind of just follow that. But other than that, I really don't have a favorite at this point.
Right. Yeah. Who's usually your team?
Tigers.
Oh, right. That's right.
Yeah. So they were okay in the first, two, and then the third one knocked out.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that wasn't too good. But at least they made it to that. For this team, that's a good thing, you know?
Exactly, yeah. That's good. So they did make the playoffs, huh?
Yeah.
That's good.
So that's as far as it got.
Good.
And we hadn't had that for I don't know how many years. I can't remember the last time.
Yeah.
I know we did in 68, but I don't know if we had anything since 68. I don't recall.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's been a long time. And then Lions are doing good, so we'll see.
They are doing good, yeah. You guys.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw the game last week. It was really pretty good.
It was. You guys are. You guys look like you got a lot up your sleeve. I mean, you guys did lose a big player, though. That Hutchinson guy, he played.
I know, from U of M, yeah.
Yeah.
He was one of my favorites. Yeah, he got hurt. McCarthy got hurt. I mean, what the heck?
I know. It's these Michigan guys. What's going on?
Yeah. You know, it's like, And then, of course, lost our favorite coach, you know. So, let's see. Who's he with now?
The Chargers, I believe.
Yeah, the Chargers. Yeah, so it's kind of interesting. Although I think he left the game for a moment to probably check in on him. So
when they were
playing, you know. So yeah, good guy too.
Yeah,
both of them nice guys. But Hutchinson did a nice job, but we'll see. But they say what he'll be able to play next year. I bet you he's frustrated.
Yeah, I mean the quarterback.
But I don't know if you saw it, but I saw it when it happened. You know, because I was watching the game.
Uh-huh.
And, oy. I said, oh, my God. It was, like, horrid. I got goosebumps, you know?
Yeah, it's like snap clean.
Ooh, yeah. So, and then they didn't show it for that reason because it was bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sure YouTube probably had it or whatever, but I thought it was respectful that they didn't show it again because, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so nothing that, just watching sports. What are you doing?
You know, same thing, just watching sports, working, you know.
Just the usual, huh?
Just the usual.
You better be taking a walk or something outside.
I know, it's nice.
Might not be doing that again.
Right, I know, 100% right.
Okay, let me see what he's doing. Hold on just a second.
Yeah.
Hey, Dustin.
What's going on, man? How are you? Happy Friday.
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good.
Good, good. So I am going to, well, I'll give you an update here. So those two stones, I am not going to keep them right now. I just kind of wanting to be a little cautious with spending right now.
Yeah.
So I will get those back to you. In fact, actually, at this point, if it's good for you, I'll send them back on Tuesday instead of today.
Yeah.
You know, never know what happens on the weekend. Plus, I hate having things tied up kind of
sitting
around.
Yeah, I gotcha.
You know. But anyway, so I'll get them out Tuesday, you know, unless I sell something else. Also, I have a call on something that I want to see what you might find or what you guys have. I do have a line on, like, one stone, but I want to check a few things out. So I have a customer looking for a 6-carat round. And he wants, obviously, he wants a VVS1, VVS2, DE color, triple X, no fluorescence.
Do you do faint?
What's that?
Can you do faint?
He said none. I mean, if you had something faint, I would certainly, you know, tell him about it. But he doesn't, he said none, but of course I would, you know, if you come across something, you know.
Now, is this lab or natural?
Natural.
Okay. Now, is he aware he will probably be looking into, like, it's out well over 6 figures?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
now,
he has a, you know, a fairly healthy budget.
Okay. Now, I know, you know, since this year, me and you have been able to do, we've been able to conduct, you know, good business. So I want you to try and be transparent with me. Have you found anything yet? Because I don't want to go find something that you've already been quoted cheaper on. And plus, I want to make the sale on this one. So.
Yeah, of course. And that's why I'm, you know, like, at least I did find a stone that I believe is available. I found a, I'll tell you exactly what it is, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 602 VVS1E triple X GIA. And it's $221,800.
Let me see something real quick, because I actually had, I feel like I had a call for something like this recently.
You might have. There might be somebody, you might have another store here in Michigan that you guys deal with that, you know. I know the guy. I mean, he was pretty honest with me. I know he's only been to one other store, and then he knows, I don't know, some diamond wholesaler or somebody that set him up with something. But my accountant sent him in here, and so anyway.
Well, you guys have a lot of competition out there in Michigan. I mean, like, aren't you guys near Tappers?
Yeah. Well, and you know what? That's where the guy went. So if Tappers is the one that was checking, that's the same guy.
Okay. Well, let's beat them, because
he was totally honest with me. He told me I was working with Tappers.
Okay. Can you do like a 5.75, or do you think he wants to be above 6?
You know, he would love a 6. He also was honest with me. He did find a 5 and. In fact, it was a 569 that
didn't do it.
In fact, he found it on he was totally transparent. He found it on a rare carrot, but he really would love a 6, or she would love a 6. But again, if you have a 5.75, you know, give me the stats on it, and I'm gonna, you know, give him a few options, or, you know, the best option financially for the best stone, and you know. Like I said, I did find this one. This is going to be in his budget, I believe. It might be the perfect stone, but I still want to give you guys you the opportunity also.
So that one stone, the EVVS1 Triple Excellent for 221, is that the only one you've come up with so far?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. He won't do an F.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I asked him that. I said, well, what about an F? You know, like if I find a phenomenal stone, you know, and she wants Deary. She's a Asian girl or woman.
Oh, yeah,
and
they love the
super, super fine stones.
Yeah, so I actually had a client who is Asian. I guess they say it represents their marriage. They don't want any flaws or anything like that. So.
Yeah, and I think, hold on 1 second.
No, you're good. Yo. Yo. Cameron said he's not going to keep those stones from C. Allen. He's got a 6-carat call for a DEVVS. So we got to find something. And his client that's shopping went to Tappers already for it. His client went to Tappers for it already. He said he was working with them. Said, like, it was no good on Amen. Have you had a call for something like that? No. Why? Why are you arrested?
Nothing?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Yeah, and I think, I don't know, but I think maybe in her culture, the number 6 might mean something too, and I'm thinking that's why she wants a 6-carat, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
I know number 8 means something in their culture, so. But anyway, so yeah, if you want to, you know, investigate a little bit and see what you might come up with. Let me know.
All right, I got you. Sounds good. When's he coming in? Do you have any idea? Because if I find something, I'm going to want to get this thing in your hands ASAP.
Yeah. I mean, I can get him to come in, you know, right away, I'm sure.
Okay. This guy seems
like I just got a price, and I just found this other stone, like, late in the day yesterday. So, actually, it was kind of through somebody else. It wasn't even a diamond dealer that I dealt with before, but I was telling a friend of mine that was in the business, so I got a guy who, you know,
can
a lot of
up.
Big stones, and I said, well, you know, find out what he has. So, anyway, but like I said, I wanted to give you the opportunity, too. So, you know, like I say, let me know what you come up with.
Gotcha. All right, sounds good. I will, I'll call you back immediately, and listen, I know that one guy who found you the one for $221, if I come in a little higher or maybe even a little lower, I mean, this guy is going to be spending a lot of money, but the good thing about my company is, you know, it's a lot of money, and like, say, down the road in 10 years, hopefully you're still doing business, and if he ever comes in, I mean, I'll take that back for full trading. So,
yep, absolutely, sure.
Always have credit with us, so I'm going to get to work on this. I'm going to keep
my
fingers crossed, and hopefully we can seal the deal on this. This would be great.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, sounds good.
We'll talk soon.
Bye-bye. Yep, bye-bye.